salvation is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. NGOCC condemns secretive assent and enforcement of the public gathering law. Chief Shaibila urges farmers to store enough food ahead of El Nino. In foreign news, IMF approves new $250 million extended credit facility for Rwanda. And in sports, ZMBC secures broadcasting rights for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Now the news in detail. The Zambia Police Service has apprehended four suspects in connection with the political violence that occurred in the John Howard area of Chawama on June 5th this year. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the suspects are identified as Ricky Chambawilo, Thomas Mvula, Peter Mwaba, and Rickson Piri were on the police wanted list for offences including aggravated robbery, malicious damage to property, assault, and unlawful wounding. Mr. Chilavi says investigations indicate that the four were part of a group allegedly involved in the violence that erupted in Chawama. He adds that the suspects were apprehended on June 9th at Protea Hotel in Chipata among a group of individuals gathered outside the premises. He says the suspects remain in police custody and are awaiting formal charges as investigations continue. A parent in Lusaka has urged parents to enroll their children in mentorship programs as a way of improving their confidence and character. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mrs. Banda, a mother who has enrolled two children in the Next Men Foundation mentorship program, says she has seen remarkable improvement in the confidence, character, and ability to politely interact with others in her children. She has urged other parents to enroll their children in such programs for the betterment of their children and to protect them from falling prey to bad vices.
So one of the biggest improvements I've actually seen are confidence, and they're actually effective communicators. So basically, they're now able to express themselves more freely and speak in different situations. I'll give an example. When my children were at church, they would never really interact with their peers or even adults. But now they're able to interact with their peers, they're able to socialize, they're able to even share their thoughts, even listening to others and interacting respectfully. Also, their relationship with friends have become more positive and they seem more comfortable building connections and working with others.
Meanwhile, Tafadzwa Banda, a participant in the Next Men Foundation mentorship program, says the program has taught her to be kind and respectful towards others.
I joined in December 2025. I learned kindness, respect. For example, I used to answer back at my friends and I used to be rude, but now I have changed. So parents, bring your children to Next Men Foundation for them to learn to be kind, respectful, and to manage their emotions just like I am learning.
The Department of Immigration, working with other security wings, has apprehended 130 suspects during an operation conducted on Tuesday 9th June 2026 in Mumbwa District, aimed at curbing illegal immigration in mining areas and strengthening enforcement of the Immigration and Deportation Act. In a statement, Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says the operation targeted compliance within high-risk areas where undocumented foreign nationals are believed to be operating. Mr. Nshinka says a total of 130 suspects of various nationalities were apprehended during the operation, in which 20 persons claiming Zambian nationality were subsequently released unconditionally after successfully proving their citizenship. Meanwhile, 49 suspected illegal immigrants remain in custody at Mumbwa Correctional Facility pending investigations and possible prosecution.
these comprised 48 Somali nationals, 32 Kenyans, 20 persons claiming Zambian nationality, 9 Indians, 4 Yemenis, 3 Tanzanians, and 3 Zimbabweans. Others were 2 Ethiopians, 2 Chinese nationals, 2 Swedish nationals, 2 Syrians, 1 Canadian, 1 Malawian, and 1 Norwegian national. In a separate development, 34 Ethiopian nationals were convicted for various immigration offenses in Kabwe. Of these, 24 were each sentenced to pay a fine of 3,000 kwacha, or serve 4 months in imprisonment for unlawful presence in Zambia. 6 others were each sentenced to pay a fine of 2,500 kwacha, or serve 4 months in imprisonment for the same offense. Additionally, the Lusaka Magistrate Court on the same day convicted a Burundian national and sentenced him to 12 months simple imprisonment without the option of a fine for obtaining a national registration card by false pretenses.
Now, the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, says it is alarmed by reports carried by various media houses that the Public Gathering Bill of 2026 has already been assented to by President Harende Hichilema and is now law. NGOCC Executive Director Annie Mbewe Anamela says the assertion has happened without any formal public announcement by the government, hence gravely troubling. Mrs. Anamela says a law of such constitutional significance was rushed through the National Assembly without genuine stakeholder scrutiny and has reportedly been enforced before citizens were formally informed. She says this is not a minor procedural lapse, but an affront to democratic accountability, legality, and the rule of law. She further says what is even more concerning is that the bill was presented to Parliament so late that stakeholders were effectively left with only 2 options: accept it as it was or revert to the ACEC Public Order Act. The executive director says the approach is worrisome, undemocratic, and smacks of bad governance.
Further, NGOCC is particularly concerned by reports that police in Mazabuka invoked Section 9 of the Act to disperse supporters of former UPND Member of Parliament, Mr. Darren Kombo, and block his campaign launch as an independent candidate for Mazabuka Central Constituency. Using an unpublicized law to curtail political activity raises urgent questions about legality, fairness, and state power. The government has openly communicated on laws relating to free education, pensions, and retirement security. Its silence on a law affecting the constitutional right to assemble under Article 21 of the Constitution is therefore not an oversight. It is troubling. It is a choice that must be explained.
The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, with support from Daikonia, has launched a leadership and advocacy training program in Magoba Ward of Kafiwa District under the Power Project. The initiative is designed to equip community members, particularly young people, women, and people living with disabilities, with the skills to take on leadership roles and actively participate in governance. CEJ Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist Hagai Nyambe explains that leadership is not limited to formal positions, but is about guiding others, pointing to examples such as school heads and traditional leaders. Nyambe noted that the project will also promote economic resilience.
Accountability is one of the issues that we are going to deal with in this whole entire project. We want to see a youth from you guys becoming a councillor the next time. Funaona my youth take up responsibilities and ask certain things to our leaders, why we can't see change in our community. That is holding them accountable and being part of the governance system. So that is what our project will focus on. The project will run for the next 3 years, and it is being done in Itezhiteji and Kafiwe. In Kafiwe, we are only doing this project in Magoba Ward.
Agriculture News.
Chief Shaiwila of the Lala speaking people of Mukushi district in Central Province has encouraged farmers in the district not to sell all the maize but to keep enough food for household consumption ahead of the expected 2026 El Nino. Chief Shaiwila expressed delight at seeing farmers produce